Money. It's always about the money. It's the Business News Hour for Friday, the 7th day of June. Pleased that you've decided to click through again today. In other business news, let's talk tax cuts, shall we? Nike and angry parents, think daycare, Barnes & Noble to be sold, another state to sue over the opioid crisis, IBM to lay off workers. Meanwhile, Beyond Meat continues to grow in value. MBA programs are rethinking their programs. Those stories, and today, because it's Friday, we've got Jeff Pitts and Trevor Babcock in to list out stuff to do in the Greater Des Moines Metro this weekend into next week. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. The Business News is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Reach out to us on Twitter. We are at IOB_NewsHour. You can find me on Twitter as well, at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Let's get into it, shall we? One would think that when a stinky jobs report comes out from the Labor Department that says the U.S. added only 75,000 jobs in May, when we expected 180,000, that the markets would react downward. But no, investors look at that anemic jobs creation as a time to celebrate and buy stock. The reason? Well, the hope that the Fed will lower interest rates. Really, it is all about the money. It always is. On the news and on the hope of a rate reduction, the Dow climbed quickly this morning up by 200 points. Follow our Twitter feed at IOB_NewsHour for regular Wall Street updates. You know, when the Tax and Jobs Act was signed into law, it was a big deal for corporations, and the Trump administration said average working families would really benefit from the tax cut. Well, all that was before the tariffs clawed back any tax savings. Bloomberg is reporting that President Donald Trump's trade wars have already wiped out all but $100 of the average American household's windfall from Trump's 2017 tax law, and that's just the beginning. That last $100 in tax cut gains could soon completely disappear, and then some, because of additional tariffs Trump has announced. If the president makes good on his threats to impose levies on virtually all imports from China and Mexico, those middle-earning households could pay nearly $4,000 more for stuff that they consume. Subtract the tax cuts, and the average household will be effectively paying about $3,000 more in taxes through additional levies. Here's how the math works. Middle earners got an average tax cut of $930. That's according to the Urban Brookings Tax Policy Center. The tariffs already in effect cost the average household about $831. That, according to research from the New York Federal Reserve. Happy Friday. You would think that providing subsidized daycare would make workers super happy. You would think. However, Nike is getting roasted by employees who are parents because the company is expanding its daycare operation. What? Wait a minute. How can that be? It's not necessarily because they're expanding it. It's how they're doing it. Here's the backstory. The Nike Child Development Program, NCDP, is a subsidized on-site daycare available to working parents at Nike. Started back in 1990, the program now accommodates over 500 families with more than 500 more on the waiting list. Those lucky enough to get a spot say it's hard to overstate the convenience. There's no added commute. The parents have easy access to their kids during the day, a feature especially important to nursing moms. At a company overrun with perks, there's broad agreement that the NCDP is one of the features that makes working at Nike really special. Well, now Nike's planning to close the NCDP and replace it with an off-campus facility run by a partner, Endeavor Schools. Prices, says Nike, will remain the same. Nike will retain oversight. The location is yet to be determined, but the company promises it won't be more than a 10-minute drive. Oh, and those kids on the wait list? Guess what? The new facility will have space for almost all of them. All of this sounds like this would be a great deal, right? The move aimed at making more Nike families happy may have achieved the exact opposite. Within weeks, a petition to keep the program Nike run and on campus had more than 1,300 signatures, including about 130 from parents currently on the wait list or who had tried to get a spot but never got in. All of this is according to several employees who have seen or signed the letter. They are trying to be quiet. The issue is moving off-site. Nike is among just 3% of companies to provide on-site child care services, according to a survey by the Society for Human Resource Management. Another 4%, including Starbucks and Best Buy, offer subsidized backup care for when regular arrangements fall through. Earlier this year, a group of 1,800 moms at Amazon petitioned CEO Jeff Bezos to add a backup care benefit for them. Stay tuned. Today, activist firm Elliott Management announced its plans to acquire bookseller Barnes & Noble for roughly $683 million, including debt. The deal values Barnes & Noble at $6.50 a share. That's a 43% premium to the retailer's 10-day volume-weighted average. Barnes & Noble has faced continued pressure from Amazon and independent booksellers. Its shares have fallen roughly 25% year-to-date before news of the deal leaked yesterday. Within the past 5 years, Barnes & Noble has lost more than $1 billion in market value. Amazon holds nearly half of all book sales, while Walmart is about 4.2% of the market. In search of a turnaround, Barnes & Noble said last year it was exploring a sale after having received expressions of interest from multiple parties. Add another state to the already dozens of lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. Idaho is suing OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma and the family that owns the privately held company for their alleged role in the opioid crisis, accusing them of mounting one of the deadliest marketing campaigns in history. The suit contends that between 1999 and 2017, Idaho's opioid-related death rate nearly tripled. In 2015 alone, approximately 1.3 million opioid prescriptions were written in Idaho. That's nearly one prescription for every man, woman, and child in the state. The crisis and its consequences could and should have been avoided, says the lawsuit. The Slacker family, owners of Purdue Pharma, say they will vigorously defend the suit and all others. IBM confirmed that it's laying off a small percentage of employees. A person familiar with the matter said the cuts affect about one-half of 1% of employees at IBM. IBM, just in case you were wondering, has more than 340,000 employees worldwide, according to its last proxy statement, which means these cuts could affect around 1,700 employees. Not a big deal unless you're one of the 1,700 employees. So why would IBM cut employees? Well, that one-word answer is profits. You see, employees cost money, and when paying employees money, that lessens the corporate profit, and investors don't much care for that. So see, it really is all about the money. Speaking about money, IBM is in the midst of a plan to acquire open source software giant Red Hat for $34 billion. The deal is set to close in the second half of this year. Heard of the company Beyond Meat? Well, it's a company that creates meat alternatives out of plants, and it is booming. 10-year-old Beyond Meat burst onto the spotlight last month with its successful IPO on the NASDAQ. Its $25 opening share price jumped 163% in the first day of trading. That's the biggest first-day pop since 2015, and the company is now valued at nearly $6 billion. It's one of the biggest names in a growing category of vegan meats that are meant to appeal to both vegetarians and carnivores. Impossible Foods and Nestle, which will launch a Sweet Earth brand plant-based burger later this fall, are others. Beyond Meat's burgers and sausages are made from pea protein, potato starch, and other plant-based ingredients. And get this, its burgers actually bleed, if you want to say that, with beet juice. Its sausages are colored with fruit juice, and it sells to nearly 30,000 grocery stores, restaurants, and schools in the U.S., Canada, Italy, and the United Kingdom, as well as Israel. Until now, the company has made all of its products in Columbia, Missouri, But a recent deal with Dutch company Zanderbergen will mean increased production for Europe next year. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that universities across the United States are rethinking their Masters in Business Administration programs as students shift toward online courses. So what's behind the move? Well, a solid jobs report, along with a generation of millennials who are saddled with more college debt than any previous generation, is contributing to a decline in applications to full-time MBA programs. That is prompting schools like the University of Iowa to shut down their two-year business program. Recent data shows that the amount of full-time MBA programs offered across the country slid by 9% between 2014 and 2018, while online and flexible programs continue to grow. Coming up, and because it's Friday, we've got Jeff Pitts and Trevor Babcock from City View Magazine with stuff to do in the metro this weekend into next week. Stay with us. The fun is just ahead.